This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
I'm running. Yes, that's what I seem to do all the time, run. But I'm not too sure I'll get anywhere. Hey, it's the Eagles. Take it easy on a Thursday morning. Shan Sheridan with you. Glad to be with you. I don't think I want to chase that many women, though, that's for sure. I got one. That's plenty. So I appreciate that. And I think she appreciates that, I hope. Oh, my goodness. It is Thursday. It is rainy outside. We're not going to complain. We needed the moisture, so... thank you for letting me take the time Tuesday off. We had some things going on that had to get taken care of, so we greatly appreciate that. But back in the saddle today, and we're going to be hearing from Jason Forsythe coming at the top of the hour, talking about Frankfort Streets and all things street department. And then also coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking to Jeff Stafford, the president of We Care. He's also the president, owner, operator, worker, employee, janitor, you name it, of Digital Impact. He kind of does it all. So we're going to be talking to Jeff here in a little bit. But before we do anything, we want to thank our sponsors for making it happen each and every day here on Party Line. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24-7. We love bigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. You can take it easy with Jim because he'll take care of all of your heating and air conditioning needs, and you can just, well, take it easy. Boone County DailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. Carroll County DailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. Clinton County DailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for everything in Clinton County and beyond. The WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoop's Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoop's. And they had a great fashion show last night. I hear it was really good, even with the weather. So that's a good thing. Welty Exteriors and Newell Gas, all bringing you the online telecast and Party Line each and every day, Monday through Friday here on WILO. One of the longest running public open line talk shows left in the state of Indiana, maybe the country, since going on since 1960. So been going a long time. So we appreciate the vision of Vern Casper and Casper Media making all that happen. Today, scattered showers before 1 o'clock. We've got showers that are going to go basically happening all day, and then more isolated showers after 4 o'clock. Cloudy with a high near 55. South-southwest winds 9 to 13 miles per hour, becoming west-northwest. Oh, boy, you know what that means. Winds could get gusty a little bit, about 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 40%. Tonight, isolated showers before 10 o'clock. Cloudy with a low around 45. Northwest wind 8 to 11 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. And then a chance of rain about 20%. And then Friday, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 54. Friday night, patchy fog and a low of 41. Saturday, patchy fog before 8 o'clock. And then high near 55 on Saturday. Saturday night, 43. Sunday, high of 60. Oh, I like it. We're starting to inch up. By Monday at 61, we'll take it. So not too bad for a November, middle of November. And speaking of November, it's my brother's birthday today, November 14th. Happy birthday, Stephen. I know you're not listening, but he's down in Texas. I did talk to him this morning, wishing him a happy 58 today. So happy birthday to Brother Stephen. I know my mom would appreciate me doing that. So that's for more for my mom than it was for my brother. So, well, it is Party Line, and we are thankful and grateful to have great people on a regular basis. One of the great folks that work in our community, live in our community, do so many great things for our community, Mr. Jeff Stafford, and a lot of people don't realize because he's kind of the guy that stays behind the scenes because he's kind of that like that. But Jeff is the president of We Care, which is a women's recovery program that has been going on for several years. We'll talk more about that. He also is the president and owner of Digital Impact, a great website designer, and does a lot of great work on the internet and helping businesses get their news and their work out to the public via a website. So we'll be talking a little bit about both of those things. Well, let's welcome Jeff now. Good morning, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Shan. I'm doing very well. Thanks for having us on again. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. Well, we wanted to have you back on because you got some exciting news. You got some things you guys have been working on for a while, and I know it doesn't, you know, things like this, it doesn't just happen overnight, but it's, you guys are expanding, you're moving to some new horizons, and you've got some new opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. And I first want to say that we are so blessed to be in this community. The community has really gotten behind us and is helping us in so many ways. Arby's of Frankfort is doing a month-long Dine to Donate program for us through November, and they're already raising a lot of money for us. Milky Way is doing a Dine to Donate for us tomorrow, so Friday, November 15th. Go to Milky Way. Every purchase you make will a portion of that purchase will come back to WeCare to support our women's recovery program.
Okay, you've got my lunches planned for me. I can go to Arby's today and go to Milky Way tomorrow. So
absolutely,
you got me all covered.
Good to Go is also doing a fundraising program for us. So at the roundup, so you know, you go in there and you can round up to the next dollar, and that comes to WeCare. I think if I remember right, that one's going on through the end of this month as well. So yeah, we've got just a lot of good community support, and we appreciate that so much because it's just critical to us run our programs. So,
well, before we leave that real quick, because some people would say, Good to Go, you're going to get a few cents here and a few cents there, and you know, maybe at the end of the day you're going to come up with $500, $600, $700, maybe $1,000 or whatever the case, maybe $500, $600. Tell us how important to a nonprofit organization. I don't think people realize sometimes as a president, as a director of a nonprofit, as someone that has been in the nonprofit sector for now 42 years, I don't think people realize sometimes just how powerful and important those smaller gifts are, because those are the things that are that really sustain the operations. Can you speak to that?
Yes, absolutely. And I will say every little bit, every penny counts, because we have, you know, our donations are spread over a lot of individuals, a lot of companies, and it's all of us giving a little bit that adds up. And, you know, so, I mean, we have monthly donors that give us $15 a month, and those are important to us, and we have some that give more, but it's just you're exactly right. Every little bit counts. It all adds up, and it helps us do what we do every day.
Yeah, and I greatly appreciate that nonprofits acknowledge that and understand that, because I remember Youth for Christ, we had a little grandmother that would give us $5 a month, $5 a month. But here's the beauty behind that. The story was that her grandson came to Christ in the Youth for Christ program, changed his life, turned things around. Ended up being going on some mission trips, and has done well. But she saw the value of planting the seed and the value of helping, And, you know, that $5, it was more than just the monetary gift. It was the heart and the passion and the prayers and the support behind that. And I think sometimes people miss that, because as people give, more than likely, especially in a ministry scenario, they're praying for you. You know, they're praying for the ladies. They're praying for their families. They're praying for, you know, for God's will and God's work to be done in their lives. And so, and I know that's a big part of what you guys do through WeCare. It's not just monetarily, and it's not just about meeting the physical need. It really is that spiritual journey as well.
Oh, absolutely. I like to say our program is very holistic in that way. You know, it's truly mind, body, and spirit. You know, and that's the road to recovery that we see.
Amen.
You know, that's it, it's not just about a, I mean, you know, forgive me for saying this, because, you know, a 12 programs are effective, but WeCare is not just a 12-step program. It's truly, you know, a mind, body, spirit experience that leads to sustained recovery. And, you know, that's what we're all about is love and support. That's how we approach every day. You know, we want to love and support people in whatever way that we can to support their journey.
What?
And, you know, through Redemption Choir, I mean, I think you've heard Redemption Choir,
yeah.
The Hot Dog Festival.
Great.
That's a program of WeCare, and it's reaching out into the community. We now have Redemption Choir members that have not been through the WeCare program, but they have, you know, through different connections, they have come in and started singing with us, and we've even had some actually accept Jesus Christ as their Savior through the Redemption Choir experience. And that's really exciting to me, because that's what we want to see. That's, you know, it's just extending that love and support beyond the walls of WeCare. And I just think that's so awesome for our community.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, when you have all those ancillary ministries that are around that core ministry, like the Redemption Choir, I know that you guys also do a lot of volunteer work and things like that, and helping other folks in the community. You're building that holistic approach, in the sense that, you know, understanding that it's not just about receiving, but it's also about giving. It's also about serving,
yeah.
And that is truly a blessing that I think sometimes that gets lost in our community when we start talking about the recovery community, in the sense that it's not just about what the recovery community receives. But, you know, they look at it as an opportunity to give back, because in so many instances they have they've sold themselves short, because they've been so involved in the addiction. It's been that self-absorbed, and once they come out of it, it's like, hey, I got so much to give. I want to be able to give. And so having an organization like, you know, WeCare, 180, Brianna's Hope. You know, there's so many different folks out there that are doing things to support our recovery community. It is truly a blessing. Now, WeCare.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
I will tell you, folks in recovery are some of the most giving people you will ever find. It's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt, absolutely. So, WeCare is a completely women and family. I mean, it's all about ministering to the women of our community. Tell us a little bit how the genesis of WeCare and how it came about, and then where are things now, and then let's talk about the future, because you've got some exciting news this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So WeCare started about 5.5 years ago as a way to reach out to the community, you know, just to provide support, and it evolved into the recovery program through connections that our staff had made with working in the jail ministry and working with there was a recovery home here called The Way Out, and they were, our staff started out as mentors of that program, and then when that program shut down, then we were able to sort of start build WeCare up into, you know, kind of taking over for where they, where that gap was. And then, so, you know, we've just continued to evolve as we've, you know, learned and saw the needs and just kind of built our program from that. The community has really started to get behind us, and we're so appreciative for that. We had, as of the end of October, we graduated our 20th lady, and we're expecting three more later this spring. So, you know, those are all, we have a graduate programs as well, so we can, you know, continue to keep them connected and stay involved, and that's so important for the recovery experience. And as part of that, just to kind of cap all of that we've been talking about, you know, with the community support that we have and the graduates that we have a transition program. So it's the next step, you know, after they graduate from WeCare, they can go into our transition program that gives them a lot more autonomy. You know, they don't have all the same rules because they're, you know, they've taken that next step and in their recovery. And we're in the process. We just purchased a transition house, and we're in the process of doing some remodeling there. It's three apartments, and we're excited about that because we can have ladies live there with their children. And so we have our first resident in there, and, you know, that's going really well. You know, we have a lot of work to do to the house. Actually, one of our immediate needs with that is we need a gas kitchen stove. The kitchen stove that we had previously was an electric stove, and in this house, we need a gas stove. So if anybody has one for sale that we could use, we would appreciate that. We're super excited about what's happening at WeCare, going so well with, you know, with all the support we're getting. So, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, the needs are always there. So anybody that that maybe has a gas stove that wants to sell or donate, that certainly will be appreciated. And I know that there's other needs that are not always just monetary. I mean, sometimes I know, Jeff, you just need somebody to help move things. need some good strong backs. You need some folks that, I know you've been dealing with painting here lately, so you've got just being able to volunteer is a real blessing.
Absolutely. Moving, painting, you know, we have a lot of maintenance needs, you know, so you know, having a team that we can call on, so we're not overwhelming two or three people, that's always a good thing. And I would encourage you, if you don't already, you know, find us on Facebook, WeCare Recovery Home. Follow our page, and, you know, we post on there on a regular basis, most of the time on a daily basis. You'll be able to keep up with what's going on with WeCare, any kind of needs that we have. We'll post on that. Probably the best place to keep up with what's happening at WeCare.
Yeah, and so, yeah, that was my next question, how folks can get a hold of you. Is there a phone number they can call, or for those that are low-tech like myself, is there a phone number they can ring and get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. It is area code 765-605-1667.
605-1667. Okay, 1667, 605-1667. So, yeah, if you want to, you know, contribute, find a way to help WeCare, certainly they would greatly appreciate it. And great news on, you know, the expansion, and it's going to just open up a lot more opportunities, I think, for WeCare moving forward, Jeff. So let's kind of transition a little bit here. You're not only president of WeCare and doing a lot of things there, you are... you know, also the president, owner, operator of Digital Impact. And, you know, first of all, how has technology in your world changed in the last 5 years? I mean, just in the last year, probably, but in the last 5 years.
Oh, it's constantly changing. You know, it's a career path where you know, you need to continue learning throughout, because if you stop, then you're going to get behind really quick. But if you know, it's the probably the thing that most people are seeing just in the past 5 years, just really in the past 2 years, is the way that AI has come on the scene and dramatically changed the technology world.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. Hey, Jeff, we have a caller that's got a question for you regarding WeCare.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Hi, not so much a question, Jeff, but just a shout-out to Jennifer Gardner. I don't know how long she's been working with you, but she's just been such a help for the WeCare program. And then they've been invited. We're doing a Zonta Says No to Violence Against Women on Saturday morning, which is open to the public. So that's kind of a thing that we do every year, but we'll be at the this Saturday morning at Old Stoney at 10 o'clock, and Chief Scott Shoemaker is going to speak, and County Sheriff Rich Kelly is going to speak, and the proclamation by the mayor. So, and then we're going to walk around the square wearing orange sweatshirts just to signify violence, say no to violence against women. I know WeCare is invited to that, but the public, anybody can come. So join us at 10 o'clock at the Old Stoney building. But just
okay.
WeCare just does such a tremendous job with the ladies. We know several that have gone through the program, and it's just a shout out to what you're doing, and just really want to support every bit of what you're doing. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Susan.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. Appreciate that. And thanks for the announcement on Saturday morning. So folks that want to get involved, what time is it again?
10 a.m. Old Stoney.
Okay, 10 a.m. Old Stoney. And walk around the square supporting women that have been...
Say no to violence.
I think WeCare certainly celebrates that. And, you know,
absolutely.
And Jeff, you've seen a lot of women over the years coming in. That, you know, not just in a recovery scenario, but sometimes it is that safety scenario because they're trying to get out of the addictive world. And yet, you know, maybe their spouse, maybe their partner, maybe someone in their life is still trying to keep them in it. And that's a challenge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happens all the time. Unfortunately, in the world of addiction, we see so much violence against women. And, you know, in a lot of different forms. And a lot of times that has been the catalyst to them getting into addiction in the first place.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that because, you know, they just want to, they want to forget. They want to not think about it. And so they find a way to just be numb to it. And that's, you know, they usually turn to drugs. And so that's unfortunate. And, yeah, Zonta is amazing. They're another one of our big community supporters, and we really appreciate all that they've done for us. And yeah, like, I mean, I mentioned some of them, you know, earlier, but there are so many more organizations in our community that help us and support us and in so many ways. And, you know, I can't list them all even, but
sure. And
but yeah, we do appreciate you guys so much.
And Frankfurt has opened up so much. In the past, we would sweep it under the rug as a society, as a community, that, you know, somebody was abused or somebody had violence. And it was in the past, you would tend to sweep it under the rug, and we're trying to just get that word out and get the support out for people. But no, we, you know, violence is not accepted, whether it's man or woman, but we're trying to say no to violence, and... So just appreciate that. Thanks, Shan. Have a great day.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it. And I appreciate all the things that you do and Zonta does. We are very blessed to have the folks that we have in our community that's working on a regular basis behind the scenes. You know, again, Jeff and your group. You know, going back to, you know, technology, Jeff, when you mentioned AI, how do you think AI can help, like even in your world with the nonprofit? I mean, is it? I know that I think the verdict is still out. And is it going to be more harmful or is it going to be more helpful I don't know. I kind of got it. I think it's kind of a toss up right now. I think it depends upon the you know, those that are, you know, operating it. But what say you?
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's another tool in the toolbox that can be used for good, and it can be used for evil. You know, it's just one of those things that works that way, and it helps tremendously in my work with the nonprofit, as well as, you know, my working with technology and website. It can bring some efficiencies and organization to your work. It can help in just a lot of different ways, and you know, it just makes some things more efficient and faster.
Yeah,
there are some concerns that we have to think about.
Yeah,
we move forward as a society, and
yeah, I know Russ Casper. I know Russ Casper wrote a song with AI. So, you know, you just put a few things in about his grandson, and you know, it's amazing. And I haven't even experimented with it. I guess I'm like, in fact, one of our staff members was saying, "Hey, aren't you using AI to write that letter?" And I'm like, "No, if I can't write that letter on my own, then I maybe shouldn't be the position I am in." So I guess I'm still old school in the sense that I want to be able to use my own words, and if they're not descriptive or if they're not colorful or palatable enough, I guess, you know, maybe someone else, you know, let the audience make that decision. But it is a help. I think it has a tendency to make us lazy, I'm really kind of concerned about that, because I think we need to be critical thinkers, and I think if we're letting artificial intelligence think for us, we drift into a complacency mode, and we're not thinking. Because I try to remind everybody that somebody had to create the artificial intelligence. So the artificial intelligence did not create itself, and it has no capability of creating itself. Now, can it recreate, and can it expand, and can it continue to, reinvent itself to a mm-hmm. certain degree? But the genesis of it all started with a living creature.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, that's just my thought, and you know, maybe I'll change my tune, but I'm very concerned about the artificial intelligence. I just see some things happening that I know it's going to make life maybe easier, but I will say this: my dad used to say, "Don't push the panic button and don't push the easy button." You know, so you shouldn't do it just to be easy. So digital impact, if folks wanted to say a small business, maybe it's a nonprofit, maybe it's just maybe a family wants to have a website, how do they go about it, and how can they get a hold of you to, maybe you can give them some tips, and maybe you can even help them build a website?
Yeah, sure. I'm always happy to talk about technology. Folks can give me a call at 765-242-5198. Also, I have an office in the iron blocking space. So here at the, which is housed in the, you know, iron block building on the corner of Main and Washington. So I'm, you know, feel free to stop in, and you know, we can talk about what your needs are as far as small businesses. You know, get a website going for you, help you get found on search engines, and you know, which is really one of the most critical things for small businesses these days, is because everybody has their mini computer in their hand, you know, and whenever they have a need for a small business, the first thing they're going to do is pick up their phone and type in, you know, that business, the type of business that they're looking for. And if they don't see you, then they're not going to call you. So it's important to be able to be found on there, and I can help you with that as well.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks will not scroll down 27 pages, you know. So if it's not there right up the top, and reviews are a big part of that too. They got to have good reviews.
Yeah.
So I know that's what a lot of folks. instead of referrals anymore, it's reviews. That's what people seem to go by. So it's the other R world. Yeah. All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for taking time with us today. Appreciate you. And you can reach Jeff at the Iron Block Building, 62 North Main Street, corner of Washington and Main. And he would welcome any of your questions and a source, especially with WeCare, any of your resources or talent. We certainly appreciate that. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today.
All right. Thanks so much, Dan. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Jeff Stafford with WeCare, also with Digital Impact. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk to Jason Forsythe with the Street Department of Frankfort, Indiana, keeping the streets clean and safe as we head into some crazy weather. Who knows what's going to come lurking around the corner in the rest of November, December, January. But no matter what, I can guarantee you this, Jason will be ready for it. It's Party Line on WILO.